crocus set.
Yes.
Excuse me. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? What about you would call a certain amount, the quantity of corn taken to the mill at one time?
Well, we used to take bushels, and picks. You know, you call them picks and bushels.
Oh, what about meal? Would you take it, and that is bringing this sort of thing back from the mill, for instance, or corn?
Well, it all be come back by the bushels.
All right.
Back. Yeah.
By the bushels. What about wood? The amount, the quantity that you'd be able to carry at one time in your arms, what would you call that?
A ton of wood.
All right, yes. a turn of wood. Did you use that for ever when you were talking about corn or meal or anything else, or just for wood?
No, just for wood.
All right. Yes. All right. What about when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb?
Do you say two words or just one word?
One bulb.
When the light burns out, you're going to put in a new
bulb.
All right. What do nails come in, Lucille?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What runs around, you know, these big barrels that you were talking about? What is it that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
That piece of tin.
Yes, the tin around there, or the metal. You think what that's called?
No.
Well, let's see, something like loops.
Yeah, it would be something like a loop, but it, I know what you're talking about, that piece of metal that goes around
there.
Yes,
can you remember what that's called?
No, I don't.
All right, that's all right. You can think about it. It might come to you in a little bit. My goodness, you haven't thought about that for so long, I imagine, have you? when you carry washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
clothes basket.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
A stopper.
what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
All right, if you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses? On the front of a wagon.
The tongue.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what of the buggy?
What you call him, stirrup? I know we've got them two long things on each side.
Yes. Can you remember what they're called? The part of the buggy where you...
Is it the shaft?
What is it?
The shaft.
All right. This is... I imagine you know about this, Lucille. The part on the outside of a wagon wheel... The steel on the outside. What do you know what that's called?
Come out round in that. What they got a the axle.
Well, now let's do it this way. Let's see. Now for the parts of a wheel,